songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Is that fear in your eyes of the winter closing in? You said the last one was the last time, but summer's gone and autumn, it's moving on. Is that a tear upon your cheek? But where would you have gone? The nights only get longer. It seems like you had your chance, but now it's gone. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for a home? Did you stay for the want of a better place to go? Well, I just don't know. The color falls from the trees, and the birds take to their wings. That look upon your face, well, it could mean almost anything. Your mother once told you, don't you love a northern man? The cold goes to their heart. Ah, but she don't understand, but now I think you can. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for me? Did you stay because this is where you're meant to be, right here next to me? So I'll put my arms around you beneath this harvest moon, and I can feel the world a-turning through the roots that hold me here, my dear. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for a home? Did you stay for the want of a better place to go? Well, I just don't know. Did you stay for love? Did you stay for me? Did you stay because this is where you're meant to be, right here next to me?
Boy, if you could bottle that voice, put in some yeast and some hops and turn it into a beer, it would be an award-winning beer. That's Dave Coffell from Waite Park, Minnesota, with the first track off of his new CD. And we thank Dave for that. Boy, do we have a show set for you tonight, folks. We've got an outstate artist coming up, Cameron Blake from Michigan, a new artist, Devada Dawn. And beer news, they're talking about Starbucks mixing beer and coffee. Well, we'll get to that later. And I wanted to mention that if you wondered why we play or why we don't play Barry Manilow's version of I Write the Songs at the beginning of the show, that's because this show is about songwriting, and I Write the Songs was written by Beach Boy Bruce Johnston. Well, up next, Amy and Adams from the Twin City area. She grew up in White Bear Lake, and he's from Marshalltown, Iowa. Although life and music took Mark to Oregon, Colorado, California, and Wisconsin. So he was a true troubadour traveling around for over decades. Amy and Adams have entertained and touched folks in Minnesota and throughout the Midwest, playing at restaurants, coffee shops, wine bars, wineries, schools, churches, libraries, city concert series, art fairs, weddings, elder care facilities, as well as live on TV and radio. Their new CD is called Home With You, and this song is from there. It's titled Just a Little Road Song on MHB.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, mostly we play songs by artists from neighboring states, and Michigan counts because Grand or Isle Royale, that big island with the small wolf population, off the North Shore belongs to Michigan, so they're a bordering state, and that's why we're going to tell you about Cameron Blake. His latest CD, Alone on the World Stage, accepts the challenge and succeeds with empathy, intelligence, and poetic power. Instead of bashing the city government for its fiscal problems in the song Detroit, Blake sings about the daily life of a broken woman. Instead of making a newspaper headline out of the North Dakota oil boom, he personifies the state, making it cry and sing. Though Blake declines the confrontational mode of the protest song, he takes advantage of the direct performance style of the folk era, using nothing but solo guitar and voice throughout the album. The effect is the raw, simple power that made the great folk singers great. Blake evokes the ethos of that era, but without nostalgia for it. Instead, he pays attention to the present with songs that are entirely new. You can find him at CameronBlakeMusic.com. Here's his contribution to tonight's show, titled Rise and Shine.
All the years we've lined up against the wall, as a mother breaks and her child grows cold. There are beautiful things about this desert plain, when the lanterns bloom from the mountain rain. Pull away your mask, let me see your face, let me touch your scars by the temple gate. Where the wolves, they eat at the baby's feet, and the gunshots ring down the one-way streets. See the uniforms on the teenage boys, the guerrilla scars and the bomb decoys, as the pillars rise along the barbed wire course. It's just another call to prayer through the shell fire noise. Rise and shine, 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 shine. Rise and shine, 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 shine. When I saw you there on the threshing floor, in the golden lace of the barley bales, and as the altar bleeds on this trail of tears, olive branches kneel to the humid air. When I raise your head and I pierce your side, will you look at me with those steadfast eyes, when my last hello is a confused goodbye? They're building up the Tower of Babel in the eastern sky. Rise and shine, 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 shine. Rise and shine, 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 shine. I've had many long thoughts, I've had many lost dreams, but my children live to see my frame grow weak. The wall still stands by the cypress tree, and my people sink into the banks of peace. I lie awake to machine gun fire, as the shadows dance to my voiceless choir. I could call this home, but it's now desire. As the music keeps playing on the other side, singing shine, 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 shine. Rise and shine, 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 shine.
Michigan's Cameron Blake. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew. We air every Thursday night, usually live from 7 to 8 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. We're a college educational radio station, and we do accept contributions. So go to our website, radionorthland.org, and click on donate. No amount is too small. Well, up next, a gentleman who is a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, and he lives in Caledonia, Minnesota, where he holds down our southeastern Minnesota's outpost for our songwriters here. The owner of Stephen B. Productions, Steve writes songs and jingles, does voiceovers, produces projects, and mentors young artists looking to get into the business. As a songwriter, he writes for whatever the project calls for, but most of his songs are fun and usually fall into the country genre. His songs have been recorded by various artists, including Chris Ledoux on Capitol Records. Steve is a member of BMI. Here's Tune About a Little Tree, titled Oak, on Homebrew.
I was planted on the third day of the seventh month in 49 by the father of a son who was once a good friend of mine. And he nurtured us together, with pride he watched us grow. I was a pillar of the backyard of their home. He would climb upon my scaffold up to the highest perch, stick sword in hand for enemies and pirates he would search. With the last battle waged and the world bravely saved from all, he would swing in my arms. I am an oak tree. My dark limbs run to my long twisted fingers silhouetted in the sun. And a gentle breeze reminds me of the history and memories of my roots run deep. It was here he first brought her to sit beneath my shade. I was tattooed with a heart that said DM loves MJ. Light danced on the ground as he asked for her hand with a ring. They were married that spring. I am an oak tree. My dark limbs run to my long twisted fingers silhouetted in the sun. And a gentle breeze reminds me of the history and memories of my roots run deep. When called into service, the brave eagle soars. He was barely 19. He was called off to war. As I peered through the window, I saw the sad look in her eyes and she kissed him goodbye. Down the drive came the chaplain with her greatest fear. She knelt weeping below me as I drank up her tears. He would never lay eyes on the child that she carried with him. She cried his name to the wind. With some wood from my brother, he was draped in a flag. As the rifles rang out, a lone bugle played. 5 years to this day, you can still see the grave as he swings. His son gently swings as a whippoorwill sings. I am an oak tree. My dark limbs run to my long twisted fingers silhouetted in the sun. And a gentle breeze reminds me of the history and memories I keep. My roots run deep. I am an oak tree. I am an oak tree.
Steve Battelle. Up next, Joanna James with Back of My Mind on Homebrew.
Someplace in the back of my mind, I've been before. Yes, I've been before. Same place in the back of my mind. All reason.
Minnesota born, a soul, folk, and blues American musician who excels on violin and guitar, known for her sultry whispers or gale force wails. Joanna Jones has been said to be born with a voice guaranteed to make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. I did read something that said she now lives in California, but well, if you're born in Minnesota, you're a Minnesotan through and through. And Joanne, if you're listening, please correct me if I'm wrong on that. And please send more music, because that's the only song of yours I have. So, actually, I think she did mention the other day on Facebook that she would send more music. Joanna James. Well, up next, the man who really helped me get this show started. And in our introduction, we do say we play everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. Well, we don't play a lot of Dylan from time to time, but we play plenty of Bob Moskowitz's music because he keeps sending it to us. And what's our motto? You send it, we'll play it. And anyway, we'd play it anyway because it's such finely crafted music. Bob sent this song this week. It's titled "If It's Up to Me." You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
If it's up to me, I'd make the world a better place to live. I'd shake the leeches from the tree and take back what I give. If it's up to me, I'd change the way we treat our fellow men. I'd rid the world of selfish greed all across the land. If it's up to me, I'd make a change to how we teach and learn. I'd make the privilege work the streets, give everyone a turn. If it's up to me, I'd change the thought of what we understand. I'd wake the world to peace and good forever hand in hand. If it's up to me to figure out, I'm certain you will doubt it. If it's up to me to get it done, I know I'll have to shout it. If it's up to me, then step aside so we can talk about it. We all need the indiscreet, we can live without it. If it's up to me, I'd make the rich live just like the poor. I'd give them 20 bucks a day or send them off to war. If it's up to me, I'd make a change to educate all men. I'd make the knowledge on the earth a part of every land. If it's up to me to set us free, all it takes is one. I warn you that it isn't me, the dream has just begun. If it's up to you, you won't agree, 'cause I'm a common man. You like the power and the greed, and you don't give a damn. If it's up to me to figure out, I'm certain you will doubt it. If it's up to me to get it done, I know you'll have to shout it. If it's up to me, then step aside so we can talk about it. We all need to win this creed. We can live without it. Set us free, all it takes is one. I warn you that it isn't me, the dream has just begun. If it's up to you, you won't agree, cause I'm a common man. You lack the power and the greed, and you don't give a damn. If it's up to me, you will understand. If it's up to me, together we will stand. If it's up to me, forever hand in hand. If it's up to me, all across the land.
There he is, the harmonious heavyweight of Hackensack, Minnesota, Mr. Bob Moskowitz. We love you, Bob, and we love your music. Well, another new song to our show, because it was sent this week by Doug Milloway, and this is by the Gackle Trucker Band, who record at his studio, Blind Owl Studios, in Avon, Minnesota. Now, Cleveland Gackle is originally from Western Australia and provides the lyrical force behind the group. He's written many songs for many years, but has managed to remain irrelevant despite his best efforts. When Cleveland finally arrived in the U.S. and settled in Fargo, he immediately knew his mediocre existence would attract absolutely no attention, and that his plan for owning a group home for displaced Eastern European hairdressers would come to fruition. Now, a little bit about Virgil Trucker. He was born in a little town about 90 miles west of St. Louis, Missouri, during one of the biggest winter storms in recent history. Because his mother was unable to get to the hospital, Virgil was delivered by his older sister, who at 9 years old was so grossed out by the experience she dropped him headfirst on the green and gold shag carpet, causing a permanent reconfiguration of his skeletal structure. The good news is that his now-modified digits allowed Virgil to become an excellent keyboard player. Virgil lives near the famous Lake Wobegon area. Although he has met Garrison Keillor, he doesn't look anything like him, and he refuses to wear red shoes. Here's the Gackle Trucker Band with Stop Talking.
I boarded the airplane and was stuck between these two, whose butts both spilled over on my seat. They both thought I should hear the story of their lives, and several of those stories they'd repeat. They had a competition, and I guess I was a judge on which one had had a harder time. On every little thing, they really held a grudge, and both the ears that heard them all were mine. You just can't stop talking, tell me everything I know. Explaining what you will explain, showing what you're gonna show. Give me the background on the background of your point, and a tangent about your cousin who wound up in the joint. Went to a meeting that went on for 2 hours. Boss said to us the things we read before. She explained it all in detail, that made my stomach sour, then went on just to explain a little more. Most were on their phones, several were asleep. One who seemed to pay attention just really had to pee. When she asked if there were questions, no one said a peep, and we took that to mean we all agree. You just can't stop talking, tell me everything I know. Explaining what you will explain, showing what you're gonna show. Give me the background on the background of your point, and a tangent about your cousin who wound up in the joint. I headed went to the church for my weekly shot of guilt. There were lots of Bible verses and a song. After nearly 3 damn hours about God and love and sin, the point was we should all just get along. The preacher told us that to judge other folks was wrong, then proceeded to judge everything I'd be. After beating us all down, he ended with a song about how amazing grace would save a wretch like me. You just can't stop talking, tell me everything I know. Stop explaining what you will explain, showing what you're gonna show. I don't need the background on the background of your point, but I'm sorry about your cousin who wound up in the joint.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Ah, yes, we talk about beer on this show. And this is from an article from the Daily Mail off of Fox News, dated October 14th by Abigail Abasimis. Looking to get really hopped up? The latest handcrafted innovation from Starbucks combines espresso and craft beer to create something the coffee chain is calling an espresso cloud. This first-of-kind Starbucks beverage was developed by bartender barista Justin Burns Beach, who, wouldn't you know, he'd be hyphenated working in a coffee shop, who worked behind the bar at Starbucks in Phoenix for 8 years before moving to Seattle and working at the Starbucks Reserve Roastery and Tasting Room. Burns Beach describes the Espresso Cloud IPA as a truly interactive and unique beverage experience. So, will you get double the buzz from this unique concoction? According to the chain, the drink is comprised of espresso shaken over ice with orange pieces and a touch of sweet vanilla. Shaking the espresso produces a rich cloud of micro foam with accents of citrus and vanilla. The foam is layered on top of a freshly poured IPA, and the beer is served with the cold, shaken espresso shot on the side. Well, you know, I've never drunk a cup of coffee in my life, much less an espresso shot, but now this seems like this would work for me. So next time you're in Starbucks, look for that. Again, what is it called? It's called Espresso Cloud. Up next, Blind Joe, who had an audition and passed it and appeared on The Voice. And I think he finished in the top 10. He's originally from Kindred, North Dakota, but now lives in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. He's opened for such luminaries as David Allan Coe, Craig Morgan, John Anderson, James Otto, Buddy Guy, Brett Michaels, Colin Ray, and many, many more. He calls himself a rowdy, nonstop rebel soul. Here's Blind Joe with Drinking Your Memory Off My Mind.
She said, boy, I'm gone, I've had enough. All you do is drink and smoke that stuff.
find Joe. And if we check his Bandcamp page, it appears that his next gig is on December 9th at the Aquarium in Fargo. Talented guy. I know he's played out east of here in Goodridge at the Municipal Liquor Store and Bar. And he gets around. I understand he demands some pretty good money, too, so he's worth it. Well, up next, sisters Bethany Valentini and Jenny Kaepernick, who grew up speaking each other's thoughts and knowing each other's hearts. Loss of close loved ones is omnipresent in their songs of pain and loss. Their music has been the telling of that life journey out of darkness to find light unimagined. Their latest album, Bring Me Home, is the best and brightest yet, an evocation of the love of family. These songs express what the two sisters embody: joy, survival, heart, and ethereal beauty. Together, they're called the Ericksons, and here's Shake on Homebrew.
I've got nothing left to say. All my words have gotten up and gone away, and nothing's standing in my way. Oh, as I crawl into bed at dawn, shake, baby, shake me.
One ads, the movies and the world views are the weather, the news, lean left to hit the page for perfection.
Perfection.
I don't want perfection now. Just go in the right direction a few times a day. He's gonna be a hunting dog. He's gonna pass the test. He's gonna be a real fine hunting dog. Cut above the rest. He's gonna be a field trial champion. He's gonna be the very best. Huh. But for now, he's underfoot and he's making such a mess. Watch your foot.
Never mind.
Puppy won't go on the paper, no matter what I try. Rules I read in the dog books, they just don't seem to apply. Oh, but then I had a revelation. Oh, it finally dawned on me. If you're gonna paper train a puppy, you gotta teach it how to read. Oh, perfection. I'm not looking for perfection now.
Dale Menton and the Live Bait Band. That's from an album titled Pass It On or Something Fishy, which features the song Pass It On, which fell one Gavin reporting station short of getting a national breakout. And that song's titled Paper Train, about Rover trying to get Rover trained. Dogs are a wonderful thing. I wish I had one, but I just don't know if I want to have go through it all again after three of them. Say, I saw an article. Now, this article is not new, but I thought it was really interesting about songwriter Harry Nilsson. It says that his son is to record his obscure songs, and his son's name is Keith. He's 30, 31 years old, and according to the attorney for Nilsson's estate, Lee Blackman, Kifo, as he calls him, is recording an album of his dad's songs, including All I Think About Is You, Rainmaker, Daybreak, Maybe, Kojak Columbo, and more. The song Maybe, which was recorded by Barbara Streisand and released on her 71 Stony End album, and the Flying Saucer song, which was originally recorded for Pussycats, the 74 album that Lennon produced during his legendary drunken 18-month lost weekend in Los Angeles. It's a work in progress, says Blackman, who explains that the record has no release date or major label attached to it. He says that Keith is recording the LP with Cal Campbell, the son of singer-songwriter Glenn Campbell, at Cal's Agora Borealis recording studio in Agora Hills, California. Keith plays bass, and Cal, who's a drummer, went on the road with the Elder Campbell as part of the Goodbye Tour band. Fans of the Elder Nilsson will be happy to hear that Keith has two working titles in mind for the record, Nilsson Sings Nilsson and Son of Schmilsson, which respectively are nods to his father's albums, Nilsson Sings Newman and Son of Schmilsson. And anyway, that's really interesting. I can't wait till that comes out. Harry Nilsson was an incredible talent and songwriter.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, you send it, we'll play it. And true to my word, here is a lady named Devada Dawn. Her debut, get this here, CD titled Look was released in September of this year. Writing in the dark wave genre, Devada Dawn grew up and still lives in Minneapolis, where she records on the Pitch label. You can find her on her CD on at two places in the Twin Cities, Barely Brothers Records in St. Paul and in Dead Media in Minneapolis. You can find her at Devada Dawn. I should spell that devatadaun.bandcamp.com. And this is different to Homebrew, but again, you send it, we'll play it. This song's titled Fascinate.
Thank you.
Dark wave artist Devada Dawn. It could be Devada, I'm not sure, and I apologize if I don't get names pronounced right. I'm pretty good, though, being an ex-English teacher who put in his 2.5 years of teaching before a declining enrollment cutback sent me packing. Yes, indeed. Reminding you that we are live most of the time here on Pioneer 90.1. And we are, we're into our fifth year. And we know that many people listen out there, mostly on the internet, because our range on 90.1 is only about 60 miles. But you can pick us up at radionorthland.org. And if you go to our Facebook page, be sure to like us, because we like you. I wonder how many Facebook likes we have now. Let's check that out. How do I find that out? Not sure. I'll let you know if I see it here. And we are totally supported by contributions to Pioneer 90.1 here in beautiful Thief River Falls. And the fall colors are kind of fading because we've had some rain, and that usually knocks the pretty leaves off the trees. Well, up next, a group called Probable Cause with a song called Gotcha Baby on Homebrew. Probable Cause. What do we know about this group? Let's check our handy-dandy biography file here. N's, R's, I went too far. P's, Probable Cause, a St. Paul-based mixed-gender rock and roll group. Probable Cause is Sarah on lead vocals, Chance on drums, Fishbutt on bass guitar, Marty Hendricks on keys. Fishbutt, and Ranu on lead guitar. Their only known CD today is from a 2012 one titled Twin Cities, and that's Probable Cause, spelled C-A-U-Z-E. Well, we got some more time here. I ran a little short of time. Let's just kind of check our file and do another tune here. Let's go to the Step Rockets. Haven't played them in a while. Josh Schmidt and gang, Brady Little, and they're from St. Paul. They've had good success on the internet, but there's a glut in the music market, and this band is trying their hardest to rise to the occasion. Let's play Kisser. I want to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Homebrew, and I'd like to just say that whether it comes to music or beer, it's quality over quantity. See you next week.
Kiss her once, kiss her twice.